My name is Miyabi.
My name is May.
Nice to meet you. My name is Mami.
Nice to meet you. My name is Abhishek. I'm from India.
Okay, so start. Okay. What Japanese noodle do you like the best?
His first.
Ramen, yes. Which taste? Miso soup.
It's very difficult because I like whatever the ramen I tasted. I liked it. I never asked about the taste. But I think miso.
Yes. I like miso.
Oh, for me, because I like ramen, I really like ramen, so I like all kind of ramen. But as you say, miso ramen is really
miso
good.
Ramen.
Yeah, miso ramen. Yeah.
Miso. I like miso. I like shio ramen.
Shio ramen.
Yes.
Why shio ramen?
Why shio ramen? Nothing.
Oh, just like that. You like
miso? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yes. First, where are you from?
Ah, me. I come from Madagascar. I'm sure you know it.
Yes.
I'm from India.
Yes, okay. I know. What Japanese human in your country are most famous Japanese people?
Oh. I think it's better to stop.
The president of Japan.
Yes.
Abe
Shinzo.
Yeah. In my country, President Abe Shinzo is also really famous. But we have also our your ambassador in my country. So probably apart from Abe Shinzo, he's also really famous in our country. I think his name is Oshinagawa. Oshinagawa.
Oshinagawa.
I think that's his name. Yeah, but I'm sure you don't know him. Yeah. It's like your president in our country. So you don't know him for sure. You don't know him.
What Japanese food do you like the best?
The best. Oh, for me, the best is ramen.
Ramen. Yeah. Ramen is very Indian.
Yeah.
Popular.
Popular, yeah.
Popular, yes.
I like sushi.
Sushi, yes. Yeah, sushi is. I like sushi, but high calorie. Because rice and fish, so high calorie.
Ah, yeah.
In Japan, birthday party, we eat sushi.
Ah, in birthday party.
Yes, yeah.
So many sushi.
Yes, so.
Sushi.
What Japanese food don't like the best?
I don't like. Me personally, I like all Japanese food, but as I said, there is one that I like it, but quite strange, which is wasabi. Wasabi. Wasabi is really strong.
Eat sushi.
At the first time I took wasabi. I've never experienced what wasabi, so I took a big portion of wasabi, so it makes me not crying, but my teeth just run down. It's things like that. But I like it. But it is strong. So we say tsuyoi? Tsuyoi.
Tsuyoi. I don't like wasabi.
I like wasabi.
I like everything. Japan, thank you. But today I don't know the name of the fish, but I am tasted in my canteen cafeteria. That is a fish which was from outside it was looking like a fried, but from inside it was boiled. So I used to take like without seeing the name, because it's mostly in Japanese and that is also in kanji. So I cannot read, so I just by seeing the things I ordered, but I was after negating it, I could not able to taste it. I mean, could not able to eat it because the taste was not very good. Otherwise, I find every food is good here.
First Japanese food, do you want to bring back your country?
Apart from Japanese food or
what
kind?
Do you want to take?
Yeah, I will take ramen. I will take ramen definitely. Yeah.
In Madagascar, there ramen shop in Madagascar?
Not really. I will not say ramen shop. But we have ramen there, but not ramen shop, but instant ramen. Things like that.
Of course, I like sushi too. I would like to make it popular in India. It's very good.
What food is the best famous food? What famous food in your country?
Oh, in my country, I don't remember the name in English. It's gyuniku.
Gyuniku.
Meat of beef.
Beef.
Yeah, beef.
I like beef.
Yeah, because we have many beef in my country, so we really like it.
Do you know sukiyaki?
Sukiyaki?
Sukiyaki.
What is it? What is it? Sukiyaki.
Nabe.
Nabe.
It's kind of... Nanda. Nabe.
Oh, let's
sukiyaki. Beef. Sukiyaki is beef. Meat too. Sukiyaki sauce.
Deep
egg.
Yes.
So this is beef. So
we put in it.
Yes. And the first deep egg and meat.
Okay. I understand.
I like this. Very delicious. But expensive. Beef is expensive. So we eat it sometimes.
Not every day.
Yes. But beef is so expensive, so we use pork.
I see.
In India, there are a lot of food, but chicken curry.
Chicken curry. It's very spicy in India.
Yeah, it makes you.
In chicken curry, also there are various tastes, like from very less spicy to the very high spicy. Then in India, you prefer the medium spicy, but yes, compared to Japan, it's very spicy.
I want to eat. I like spicy.
Yeah.
Do you think wasabi is spicy?
Which?
Wasabi.
Wasabi.
Have you already tasted wasabi?
I don't know the name exactly.
But I think it's not spicy, but just things like that. But not spicy.
Difference.
There's difference.
Okay. Next. Next question. What do high school students do for social contribution in your country?
In my country, I think it's better.
In my country, the high school students have many activities as a social activities apart from their cultural, their curriculum activities. Some of them are like they used to do the plantation.
Plantation.
So we used to celebrate 1 week in this month of July as a plantation week. So the student plant in their houses or in their school campus. And apart from that, they used to play many dramas or many plays which can give some social message to the society at various public locations. Like a student will go to the, some mall or some market or some hospital, and they will, relevant to that place, they will make some play or some story or some drama, and they will play it, some 2, 3, 4 or some students along with some their teachers and other things. So, to educate people about what to do, what not to do. And third, there are like many social activities such as we used to have elections, or we used to have some public gatherings, or some hospital, some medical assistance. So in these activities, the students from the various schools, junior schools, high schools or elementary school, used to go there to learn also and to assist the people also. So these are the small things, like and of course we used to do the cleaning activities in our school. When I was a student, there was a first hour, like before the school start, like before the first class starts, we used to spend half an hour for the cleaning activities, and after the school's end, we used to do the cleaning activities. And this goes in rotation, like first group and second group, for third group for 1 week, 1 group will be doing it.
So, thank you.
In my country, there are many activities, but I think one of them is to, for the student, is to take a 1 week trip in the countryside. And once there, there are two main activities. The first one is to learn countryside life, like how to prepare food without gas or without electricity, how to live without a bus or things like that, to live in nature. In fact, the people in the countryside teach the students the way of life. And the second activity consists to, in this time, to teach people in the countryside what is life in the city. And for instance, to teach them that in the city there are rules that they have to follow, like not directly crossing the road like that, but waiting for the traffic light or things like that. And also that to encourage children in the countryside, encourage them to continue the study. Yeah, because it is really important to continue study as long as you want to study. But I think students make them understand that education is really important, not only for people in the city, but also people in the countryside.
Contribution.
Yeah. Contribution. You mean a working? What do you want?
How do you want to contribute to the society?
No. I don't know. Okay. can you ask again the question? Sorry?
Next question. Why do you come to Japan? Japanese?
No, of course Japanese if we get opportunity. Apart from that, we have some field of specialization. Like everybody here, like who are in the Japan, like in kind of universities, they are doing some research in some particular activities, in some field of their interest. So the idea is to learn and the about that field and do some value addition to that field. So the idea is to learn basically. in that field to get some specialization. Because the master degree, a lot of people are doing PhD, it's a postdoctorate, so how to develop that level of knowledge and understanding, and of course to when they are publications or when they are papers to connect with the project.
Oh, for me, it is simple. In fact, in my country, Japanese people are really famous to be really smart and intelligent. And the evidence is that in Japan, even if there is tsunami or even if there is earthquake, people still have a good way of life. And that in Japan, engineering is really, I would say that in high level, it is really good, really good. So I just choose Japan because I know and I'm convinced that Japan is the best place to study. Yeah, yeah. And then to learn to study here and then apply the methods, the techniques, into my home country. Yeah, yeah, and things like that, just like that. Me, for example, I study river engineering. Yeah, yeah. And for sure, not only Japan is the best country for that, but me, I'm convinced that in Japan, Japanese people are really good in engineering and in river engineering, so I just choose Japan. Like in my home country, when we see Japanese people, we just have pictures in mind as if they know karate.
Yeah, I learned karate.
You learn karate. Okay. Or we have in mind that Japanese people are really wise, smart, intelligent. Yeah. Only that. That's always the pictures we have in mind when we're facing Japanese. So, yes, I go for Japan.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, I have questions for you. You, for instance, what do you want to do? What do you want to do for the city, for the social, what do you want to do? Yeah, what you
want to do?
Want to do, or what do you do for the city, for the society? A kind of volunteering, yeah, or things like that. What do you do?
When I was elementary school and junior high school, we picked up trash.
Oh.
So, yes.
Oh, okay. You do that every day?
No. Two times in 1 year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
I did. Do you know Yuki Kaki?
Snow.
okay. Yuki Kaki?
Yes.
Yuki Kaki.
So, I did Yuki Kaki.
Oh, okay. That's good. Maybe you have questions?
I have already interacted with you and asked him, what is your, how do you want to become, or what do you want to do in the future?
I want to be illustrator.
Huh?
Illustrator,
because you're the one.
I want to be tour conductor in other countries. Yes, yes.
cool. That's good. And keep doing it. Yeah. What else?
What are your hobbies?
Hobby. For shopping.
Go shopping. You have many money then.
No.
I'm not rich.
Maybe not rich, but you have to have. Mama.
Only not buy.
And what do you like to do in shopping? I mean, to buy clothes or shoes or hats or makeup stuff or books or what do you like?
I like hair accessories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. But I like shirts.
Shirts. Oh.
My hobby. Listening to music and sing a song.
Yes.
So, you're good at singing then?
No.
Oh, but you just like it?
Yes, not
oh, okay. So you are kind of person singing when taking shower. When you take shower.
Yes.
And then you sing.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
So,
my family really like singing songs. So my grandfather have karaoke, own karaoke.
Eh?
Yes.
At home?
Yes. So I would go to grandfather's house and sing every day. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, what else?
One to add one thing. Your presentation was very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate it. See, the presentation, the way you have presented, it matters more. So that was very good. Nice. Your confidence was very nice. That is very, very important.
Yes.
So I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, and in addition to that, I've learned many things.
Yeah.
Like history about ramen, noodles. It's a first time. Really interesting. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and keep doing things like that. Yeah. It's really cool.
Fish?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.